Meditation 27 reads like this. I am awed by all that is possible. I am inspired by all that is presented as the work I must do. I repeat. I am awed by all that is possible. I am inspired by all that is presented as the work I must do. When you let your imagination wander, when you let it flow, as you paint out each ventricle of your vision, you cannot but feel in awe of all that is possible. And the more time you spend painting your vision, the more awe-inspiring it becomes. This meditation is about falling in love with your vision. Falling in love with a vision feels very much for me like falling in love with a woman. You cannot wait to spend time with her. You cannot wait to find out more about her. You cannot wait to experience more of life with her. An entrepreneur and their vision is a marriage of sort. And the more in love you are with your partner, and the more you evolve with your partner, the richer your relationship will be. But like any relationship, it requires work. The more magnificent the relationship, the more work it takes to make sure that that relationship works for all parties. The power of a vision is that it creates dissonance between where you are presently and what that vision presents in your mind. That dissonance creates an urge to take action. It creates work to do. And so as I spend time with my vision, with my eyes closed, I start to see all the work required in order to generate that vision, in order to make that vision possible. And instead of becoming stressed by all the work that needs to be done, I become inspired by all that presents as the work I must do. Think about those words. Instead of me becoming stressed about the work that needs to be done, I become inspired by all that is presented as the work I must do. There's a feeling of gratitude that there is work to do, that there is something to build, that I can partake in creating that vision. And so my relationship with work is very different when I'm working towards a vision than when I'm working toward nothing. There is a discipline required by successful entrepreneurs to keep their vision alive and fresh in their mind. For if that vision is alive and fresh in their mind and worked on every day, then the work required in order to achieve that vision is not work, but a thing of love, a thing of awe, a thing of beauty, a thing of destiny. I am awed by all that is possible. I'm inspired by all that is presented as the work I must do.